Most folks think of a home equity line of credit as a loan that you get above and beyond what you already owe in your mortgage and a percentage of the equity. That's called a second lien position home equity line of credit. So that's something that is above and beyond your mortgage. What we're primarily talking about is a first lien position home equity line of credit. So what that means is, if you can qualify for a mortgage, you know, because of the underwriting guidelines, you've got cash flow positivity. So I just felt terrible inside because, again, my mentor told me that mortgages are financial crack to middle America. The poor can't afford them and the rich don't use them. So I didn't want to be the dope dealer and constantly doling out financial crack to friends, family, or even just clients that would eventually become friends. So how do you condense everything that we teach into four topics? So number one, budget. Kudos to Dave Ramsey. I don't like to give him a whole lot of credit, but on this one, I'll give him credit. This is inside of his wheelhouse, and this is probably where he should stay. But budgeting is vitally important. You know, I've got a buddy on the banking side. I'll give him credit for it. His name's Chris Payne. I love his saying on this, is that this strategy, Michael, is like yoga pants. Everybody can wear them, but not everybody should. And I'm one of those people that shouldn't wear yoga pants, but I should have a home equity line of credit. So what he means by that is you have to be on a budget. You have to bring in more money than you're spending. And unfortunately, most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. They haven't mastered their budget. And if you haven't, we have some other videos on who this isn't for. If you're not yet mastered your budget, we've got other videos that you should watch where we talk about the basics. And we're not going to treat you like a toddler and call them baby steps because you are an adult. So we have videos on budgeting for adults instead of toddlers. So check out those other videos. But again, if you've already mastered your budget, then this is for you. You've got more money coming in than you spend. And hopefully by a decent margin. And what I mean by that is, let's say you've got a $1 million mortgage and you're bringing home 15 grand, but you're spending 14 grand. Is there cash flow positivity? Yeah, of $1,000, but it's a very thin margin. So it needs your margin of cash flow positivity needs to be healthy in relation to your debt load, right? Vice versa, you got 5 grand coming in and your expenses are 3, but you only owe 150. We can work with that, right? So don't think of this as an income bracket that it's exclusive to those that are making upper six figures. It's not. It's how you, what your relationship is to debt and how you're managing your money. So again, number one, you have to master your budget. Number two, this is the curveball. This is what throws mortgage folks for a loop, and this is definitely what throws bankers for a loop, is you need to replace your mortgage. That's why we named the company Replace Your Mortgage. How do you replace your mortgage with a home equity line of credit? Most folks think of a home equity line of credit as a loan that you get above and beyond what you already owe in your mortgage and a percentage of the equity, right? That's called a second lien position home equity line of credit. So that's something that is above and beyond your mortgage. What we're primarily talking about is a first lien position home equity line of credit. So what that means is you're literally, and it's this simple, but again, this confuses a lot of bankers and it definitely confuses a lot of mortgage people, is you are refinancing your existing mortgage into a home equity line of credit. See, most banks will give you 90% of the value of your home on a home equity line of credit. They don't dictate whether it's in first lien or second lien. You can dictate whether it's in first lien or second lien. So let's just use easy numbers here. You know, I've got John who's got a $300,000 mortgage. He has a value on his property of $400,000, right? So he's at a 75% loan to value. So that $300,000 represents 75% of the $400,000 value. So he only has $100,000 in equity. So how are we going to take $100,000 in equity and convert the $300,000 mortgage into a home equity line of credit? Again, you're thinking of it in second lien position. We're not going to touch that $100,000. We could if we wanted to, but we're not going to. What we're going to do is we're going to convert the $300,000 and change it from a mortgage to a home equity line of credit. So now he owes $300,000 on a home equity line of credit in no mortgage, and he still has a value of $400,000. So he still maintains his equity. What I would advise, though, is probably getting a 90% loan-to-value home equity line of credit. So get a $360,000 home equity line of credit that only has a balance of $300,000. So cool thing about this is if you were to go get a mortgage and you wanted access to that $60,000, you got to take it all out on the front end. And then you're going to pay interest payments on that full $360,000 on the front end. Home equity line of credit is not that way. You only pay interest on what you've used. So if you refinance the $300,000 mortgage, you're only going to pay interest on that $300,000, but you have access to the other $60,000. If you haven't touched it, it's not costing you a penny. How cool would that be to have another $60,000 for emergency or opportunities, depending on whether or not you got a scarcity mindset or an abundance mindset? If you got an abundance mindset, hey, I got $60,000 and I could throw out some day trading, or I got some real estate I want to buy. If you got a scarcity mindset, hey, I got $60,000 sitting there in case the transmission goes out or I need another car because the other one broke down. So depending on where you fall as far as mindset, it's a benefit either way. So all we're doing is the second step is we're replacing the mortgage into a first lien position home equity line of credit. Now, number three is now we are utilizing the HELOC account as our operating account. Here's what I mean by that. Most of you, because you had a mortgage or have a mortgage, is you have to have a checking and savings account because you're not operating out of the mortgage. Because once you put money in, money's not coming out freely. You got to pay thousands of dollars in a refinance or go get a home equity line of credit to get access to that equity. So you're not operating inside of a mortgage. What you're having to do is put your payments into a mortgage, and then you're having to have a checking and savings account over here to operate out of to pay your bills, internet, cell phone, groceries, etc. That's not what I'm talking about. With this, we're going to utilize the HELOC as the operating account because, again, money can move in and out freely 24/7. With these HELOCs, you're going to get a debit card or technically a credit card associated with it. You're going to get checks associated with it. You're going to get online bill pay associated with it. It's going to have all the same features that a checking and savings account would. So why have a checking and savings account? So let's kind of go down that rabbit hole. A checking and savings account is actually a liability. The more money you have in a checking and savings account, the more of a liability you have. Because think about it. What is the bank paying you for that checking and savings account? On average, right now, it's 2022, November of 2022, the national average is 0.24%. That's the national average of what you're getting on your checking and savings account. Now, you're getting 0.24% over here, but you got a mortgage of, well, if you got it 2 years ago, 2.5%, but if you got it recently, it's 7.5%. Either way, I don't care. That's a healthy margin there that the bank is making. Basically, you gave them your money, and they said, no problem. It's a liability to us. We'll give you a 0.25% rate of return. Oh, over here, you need to talk to our loan officer who's going to give you a mortgage of 3%. Have we ever thought, like, you just gave me my own money. I just gave it to you at 0.24%, and you gave it back to me at 3%. You're losing money. Even if it wasn't for the cost of borrowing, you still have the cost of inflation. And again, inflation right now is 8.3%. So you're putting your money and storing it in a checking or savings account at 0.24%, but inflation is 8.3%. You ever done the math on what that rate of return is? It's negative 3,600% rate of return. Would you ever sign up for an investment where you are guaranteed going to lose 3,600%? The answer is no. But we're doing it every single day as Americans.